I'm what I am if you look at me from outside. Not what's going inside, because this inside one could be influenced chemically, mechanically, and a lot. And more than that, there is a lot of stuff in here when I'm not doing anything. I'm sleeping. I dream. My dreams are not part of me. It's something that is happening to me. Me, I'm not a sleeping one.
But we don't give enough importance to that. Maybe we don't even
notice it, because we're too busy with that silly, endless internal dialogue, which uses mainly from the alphabet. There is one which this one uses most often. Capital I. That I in some, which is normally nonsense. Let's go back to the story of love. He's talking about love. And so far we learned that love looks like what? What is love? We know that I claimed that the book one is the book of love. And I told you the story of the parrot is the real story of love. And Rumi is talking about love. We remember how he came to this point. How did he come here? He started with, please do not be confused. Don't take whatever you want as love. Love is not what love is, because you mix up wanting something very much translates love to you. That's not the case. Then this comparison, then jealousy, all of that, right? Then he came to the story and he said you have to behave correctly if you want to understand what we say. What was that behavior? Do you remember? First, now there is a first to it, that's what you should remember. First, salam, then we'll talk. Means, we don't fight. We don't argue. Because this is not something to argue. Could you argue about love? Somebody is in love. We cannot even ask, why are you in love? And why this particular fellow? And because it's out of this reasoning system. Is it first? There are some people who discovered the source of happiness, and really they shouldn't insist on giving it to you. If you believe in them and you're asking for them for that, okay. Behave accordingly. Don't look for the values that you're bringing with you, which was, you remember, a place to park your car, no, sorry, the horse, and $15 million penthouse, something like that. He was looking for the palace and the horse. He said, no, 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 this is not what we are talking about. We are talking about one thing only, an enlightened heart. Means someone who is really happy. That's what we're looking for. So that one, you should behave like this and this and this. I said, okay, if you behave like this, you remember the rest of it. There was another important part to it. He said, you have two silly questions. You are going to repeat it. Nonsense. How did it happen? Right? And why? These are two questions that he declared it nonsense. Why? Because there is no answer to that. Who knows? There is no way of knowing. Even scientifically, we go up to Big Bang, but we cannot go back. Further back, we cannot.
The time stops by itself.
So there are that questions that are irrelevant. I'm talking about being happy. If you're happy, good for you. If you're unhappy and you want to understand, to get this way of life to be happy, should I have to answer your question that how everything is created? I don't know. Do you? Do anyone? Is it necessary really to attend to that one first? And the second one was why? Something that I don't know when happened. How should I know why? Put aside this kind of linguistic arguments. Because normally when you're facing another philosophy, what will you do? You, what will you do? You're representative of Julius Caesar, right? Western culture, Greek culture, logical one, let's say scientific one. Now answer me, you scientist fellow.
What was the question?
That's a very good question.
That's the question.
What was the question? Someone who lived happily and he had written a book about how to be happy, okay? And I'm explaining it to you. How come that your first question is such a thing that how creation happened? Did you get the question? Or? Okay. And what's the answer? Scientific method. They call it healthy doubt. In science, scientific research, you have to doubt. You have a hypothesis, something like that. You know what do you do if you're a good scientist? You don't go to find something to support the idea. You try to prove it wrong. That's the test, the real scientific challenge. So you're used to it. Okay, it doesn't work in here. So those are philosophic arguments that you could go and talk about, I don't know, the source of creation or whatever manner you could bring up, as you could talk about the natural selection, you could talk about the intelligent design. Look at all these explanations. They are here to explain what? One of the main differences here, by here I mean me and this book, differences between this and the religion is what?
You accept everything, but you
accept
there is an idea.
Pardon me?
This is not an institution.
This is not an institution. Nothing comes from above. This is not the necessity of making the knowledge, simplify it for everyone to understand, because that's what the religion is. The essence of religion I'm talking about, I'm not talking about the way the institutions are working, because the institutions now are working very, very simple as a corporation. There are corporations, business-wise. We are not talking about that. We are talking about, first of all, whether they will let you know that we know you don't need to think. Here we'll say, if you don't think, goodbye. You, my brother, you are that thinking only, and the rest is bone and a skeleton.
words of Rumi.